All right, Shane McElrath, Joey, yourself, Dino, I think Oldenburg was in there, and I was looking more to the front, to be honest, but every time I look back, it was a battle.
Yeah, honestly, I didn't get a good start all day today. Really, my mind was not present, and that's something that was really tough, having two qualifiers. I wasn't bad today, but I wasn't the same level that I have been lately, and so I'm a little bit bummed with that, because tonight my riding was, I think, the best I've raced, just coming from behind. So I'm pretty disappointed with that, but yeah, I don't really know when it was that I kind of came up on a group, which was Joey and Dean and Hill, and yeah, I felt like I was actually going fast. I got to them, and then it was kind of like, I don't know where to go, because they're all over the place battling, and I kind of had to settle in a little bit, because I couldn't, like, the track was actually pretty tough to pass on.
Yeah, we were talking about Sexton catching Webb.
Yeah.
And we're like, where's he going to do it?
Yeah.
And once he stopped blitzing, we're like, we don't know.
Yeah. And, like, I had really, Dino would pull me in the whoops.
Yeah.
I had really good speed from the whoops, really after that.
Yeah.
And I would catch guys, like, really good in the off camber or in the elevated turn. But it's like, if I go past somebody there, we're borderline head on trying, like, doing that. And so it's like I ran into Dean probably three or four times. And, yeah, it was pretty tough. Like, even the split lane, I felt like inside, outside was smooth. But you had to rail it every lap.
Yeah.
And the outside, inside was really rough, but if you took your time, it was still faster.
Yeah, I think it was faster.
So it was pretty tough to, like, really gain an advantage. You had to make the passes stick, and you had to play defense after that, because it was easy to just for them to pass you back.
Yeah, it was a tough track. The whoops were really tough. They were getting a lot of guys. Dino was blitzing. Like, him and for Dylan looked really good the whole thing.
Yeah.
But then once they started breaking down, like, I mean, it was a struggle, right?
Yeah. And it was weird, because the whoops today, it wasn't that they were that big. They just were really close together.
Yeah.
And, like, the berm before, it was like a really long berm and then, like, straight onto the whoops.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a normal, like, you get momentum out of the corner and set on the whoops. And I think that's where, because the first few were even laid down, but it was just they were so far spaced apart.
Yeah.
That it was tough to get on top of them. So it was like a lot of us just kind of resorted to jumping, which is not really my favorite. I've definitely gotten better at that this year, but that's not really how we're supposed to hit them. But it's crazy how efficient that is. Even though it's slow, you can race literally the rest of the track and almost make up the difference.
Right.
And that's where it's tough, because I feel like I've always been strong in the whoops. But if I'm wearing myself out in the whoops, then I'm just riding the rest of the track.
Yeah.
And it's kind of give and take.
I mean, that's the whole thing you guys face almost every week, right?
Yeah.
Like, figuring out when to blitz, when to jump, how to, waste energy, hold your breath, all that kind of stuff, right?
So, that's what's tough about it, because the whoops tonight is like, Dean, I passed Dean, and Dean passed me back skimming the whoops.
Yeah.
But it's like, he's got so much more leverage than me. It's like, I skimmed him a few times today. It was never, like, good, and it was never consistent. I'm like, dude, I can't really get away with that all the time.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, you got to make a decision and stick to it and race.
One thing about you, though, like you said, you weren't here presently, you know, mentally or whatever, and then you didn't get a good start, and then you're in the top 10.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, that ain't happening, you know what I mean? So it kind of shows you a little bit of where your level's at and how you've been improving.
Yeah, it's been a big improvement. Last week, I think, was kind of the turning point a little bit. I had really good starts, just lacking a little bit of, like, belonging, because I got passed and passed and passed, and then finally I was like, okay, figure it out. And then I just started following, and I was running the same times, and it was like half the effort.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. So, and I was pretty disappointed with it last weekend. Like, I got eighth, which I had a couple gifts.
Yep.
But I was disappointed because I didn't feel like I rode that good.
Yeah.
Whereas tonight, I rode a lot better. I came from behind, but it's like ninth place. Like, with a better start, that would have been a lot better finish. So, Yeah, I think I've definitely turned the corner a little bit, and that's something with two rounds to go. Like, I've been fighting all year, and I'm excited about that. Like, I still feel pretty good.
Sure. Cool. Thanks, man.
Yes, sir. Thanks.